Happy New Year, and welcome to the first ChannelBuzz.ca podcast of 2021. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as I have been for these past 10 years, your host for the show. 10 years, man, it's hard to believe we've been doing this thing for a decade. And we kick this year off with a bang once again with our New Year's podcast series as we take a look back at the year that was, in this case somewhat begrudgingly, and look ahead at the year that will be yet to come, in this case, very hopefully. And we start this year's series with an old friend of the show, a frequent guest, Cameron Leatham, Channel Chief for ESET Canada. As you'd expect from the New Year's podcast series, and hopefully after doing it this many years, you've come to expect this, we'll take a look back at ESET's year in 2020, a year that Leatham describes as very successful from a business point of view. Probably not a surprise given the increasing importance of security and the rather rapid technology shifts we saw as a result of the pandemic. We'll discuss an expanded relationship with their distributor Ingram Micro, an expansion in Western Canada, and how the company reacted to how malware creating bad actors reacted to the pandemic. Needless to say, when you're in the line of work like making malware, you'd never let a good crisis go to waste. We'll hear from Cam that malware creators certainly didn't sit back and watch things unfold. We'll talk about how the company worked with partners through the year and how they plan to work with partners in the year to come in 2021. We'll talk about how security continues to grow in importance in every solution that's put out there, the kind of growth they expect to see this year, and their plans to help their partners realize that growth as well. It's a packed conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with ESET Canada's Cam Leatham. Cam, you're back for another year. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob. Great to be here. Thank you very much for having me back. I'm, you know, thanks.
No worries. My pleasure. And it's always fun to kind of go through the year that was and take a look at the year that will be, although fun might be a little bit of a misnomer for most people's experience of 2020, I dare say. I guess to throw it open, Your general thoughts on the year that was 2020 for ESET in Canada?
Yeah, it's a great question. It was definitely fun and very interesting at the same time. You know, we're coming off just a really, really strong year overall. And, you know, a couple of highlights and things where I think, you know, we put some plans into place early on to be successful and really paid off. You know, I'd love to highlight. The first one being, you know, based on my background and spending a number of years with Ingram Micro, our sole distributor in Canada, we very early on strengthened our ties there. Mm-hmm. We added some ESET headcount to help Ingram and our partners better manage the business. Spent a lot of time in training and making sure that our partners were skilled, and you know, the Ingram licensing team and the cloud team that we work with really knew the value proposition from ESET. And you know, it's just been a great relationship this year. You know, we've had very, very strong results in both our traditional business as well as our cloud business this year. So that was great right off the bat. You know, when I talked early on in the year in a previous podcast with you, I'd referenced that we wanted to put some additional sales headcount in Western Canada, and we viewed that as a real opportunity. So back in April, we formalized that and put a sales engineer and a territory account manager into place. Unfortunately, due to COVID, it took a little while to get them physically moved out there, but that happened in August. And, you know, we've actually seen from a growth perspective, a larger share of our growth coming from that area. And, you know, it just goes to show you that I think the bet that we made was, you know, was in the right place. COVID hit. That was interesting and fun times for everybody, as, you know, digital transformation for most companies changed overnight, and they found that they had to move all their remote workers, you know, to home scenarios. And we certainly benefited from that early on, you know, help partners and customers make that transition as seamless as possible. But the other kind of interesting one is at the same time, we saw a big increase in phishing and malware attempts with, you know, our traditional bad actors out there really leveraging the pandemic to their advantage and trying to steal our information. So the Canadian government had launched or talked about launching a COVID tracing app, and almost immediately two of them popped up, but they weren't the ones that the government had built or released yet. It was people trying to steal information. So our researchers found that very quickly. We worked with the press to get the announcements out, and also created a decryptor to help those that didn't realize that the information they were providing was to a nefarious group. And we helped them ensure that their data wasn't taken away.
So when you look back at the year, I'm curious, now you mentioned obviously the rush to secure the work from home crowd, at the dawn of COVID, how did the growth you saw in terms of your products ramp up to what you would have expected at the top of the year? I'm just curious how big a shift in kind of the, products and services revenue there was because of that, that switch to work from home and the need to protect folks who are doing that.
Yeah, it's an area that we had always had solutions in, but what we did early on is create some bundles that allowed the customers to add additional layers of protection, and our partner channel to offer, different layers to really protect those remote workers who may have been working from their home PC and outside of the corporate network. So we did that, and the channel and our customers really took to those. For the first time in a while, it was having a beyond the endpoint sort of discussion, and whether it was adding an encryption or our cloud sandboxing product that protects customers from zero-day threats, people seemed a lot more open to having that discussion about what else they could do beyond the endpoint. And that's something that we've seen throughout the year. Mm-hmm. We will be actually releasing some new bundles coming out in a couple weeks, so December 9th, where we're further enhancing our cloud portfolio. That's certainly a growth area for almost every company in the tech industry. I can't think of one where it's not. So we're increasing our product line around that and bringing out some additional products. Should also mention, recently in November, we launched our ESET Cloud Office Security product, mm-hmm. which we'd been expecting earlier in the year and knew that it was coming out in the fourth quarter. But that's to add additional protection for companies running Microsoft Teams or Office 365, which we know in North America is just it's a massive adoption. So we'd been looking forward to that product, and some of the new bundles will have ECOS or Cloud Office Security as part of that solution.
All right. And in terms of the information that you guys are putting out there, along with the usual drumbeats of We Live Security and some of your cybersecurity awareness training, you guys have done a couple of new things to kind of get awareness of what's out there out to the masses.
Yeah. So we've launched two new websites. The first one is called Safer Kids Online, and you can find that at saferkidsonline.eset.com. And really, this is a site that we use to help educate parents and teachers about some of the perils of their children navigating the internet and leveraging some of these apps, the TikToks and the Instagrams of the world. Mm-hmm. So we really use it as an educational tool. You can sign up for the newsletter, and on a very regular weekly basis, we'll be releasing content to help keep your kids safe and make sure that they understand what to click on, what not to, and what happens if somebody's trying to get their address or their personal information. So I'm really excited about that, and it's something that our partners or customers even can leverage those assets and share them on social media and just help us get the message out to keep people and our children safe. The other site we've launched is datasecurityguide.eset.com. And it's a similar notion, and we want to help educate. This one's geared to SMB customers that maybe don't have the skill set or the infrastructure to ensure that they are managing their environment and keeping safe. So we think it's a big opportunity. And again, we're here to help. We're here to leverage all of our research and our analysts that are looking at these threats on a daily basis from our 13 research centers across the world. And, you know, how do we help protect people? And, you know, it's really a big mantra within ESET is, offering the education as well as the products, but really the education to keep people safe. So two brand new websites that launched in the last couple of weeks for us in North America.
Brilliant. I know that that sort of fostering education across the board is an important part of security awareness and something that you guys have been serious about for a long time. Wanted to talk a little bit about sort of the partner growth you saw this year, and curious, was this a year to be recruiting partners, or was sort of the priority on making sure that the folks you have are enabled and successful and coping as best they can with the realities that were 2020?
Yeah, for us it was a bit of a hybrid. We knew that there was opportunities to hopefully work with some of the partners that I've worked with over my 20 some odd years in the channel that weren't currently selling ESET. And, we worked with our distributor, we engaged some of those folks on our own, and we brought on some really, really great new partners this year. But in addition, we had a great set of partners. We wanted to engage at a deeper level and make sure that they understood our value proposition. We were here to help. We were here to educate them. We were here to, to be on joint technical or sales calls. So we had a bit of a resurgence with our existing partners, mm-hmm. Who were, some of which were struggling this year. They've been affected by, out west in oil and gas, an area or vertical that really is had some tough times the last few years. So some of the partners were looking to reinvent themselves and maybe focus on other verticals that they haven't previously, and we wanted to be there to help them. So we did a lot of health checks to existing customers and had partners on the phone during those so that we could do some best practice sharing. And aspects of our business, I'm proud to say we're up this year, but I'm so proud of what we were able to do with our channel partners and our distributor Ingram show the value that we could bring to the table this year.
All right, great. I know that no one's wanting to peer too deeply into the crystal ball at this point in time because, you only need to go back to last year's Versions of Ease podcast, and surprisingly, no one was predicting a global pandemic to completely reshape business and life as we knew it. But given all that, I'm still going to ask you to do it, and curious what you are expecting and thinking we're going to see from the year 2021 in the ESET business.
Yeah, sure. We're in budget planning season right now, and so we've done a lot of soul searching around this topic. The good news is when we look at some of the third party data out there, they are suggesting that the endpoint security and security business is going to grow at a pretty healthy rate. So we're seeing a compound annual growth rate of 8% through 2024, which is great, and it's actually up from previous predictions. We will continue to enhance our products and with a big focus around cloud. As I alluded to earlier, you'll see some announcements December 9th around that topic. We are going to continue driving our business through the channel. It's something that I've been successful with for years and years. And, we still think there's a lot of opportunity to get deeper, invest in channel partners and our relationships to reach customers that we're not doing business with today. And my team will be laser focused on, helping partners be successful in selling ESET products. So I encourage you, if you're not selling today, please give us a call. find me on LinkedIn. We'd love to have a conversation and understand how we can be a part of, you know, your growth story. And just know that, you know, I am leading the way with the sales team to ensure that, you know, that we're leveraging partners working together and supporting each other. So, you know, I think that has been a lot of our success this year, and we're going to continue to ride that, you know, at least into next year and beyond.
Cam, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for joining us for this series.
Rob, it's been a great year. I thank you very much for your support and your listeners. And our channel partners. So, you know, we've again had a wonderful year, and you know, I'm really looking forward to 2021 and you know, working with all of you. So thank you for having me.
So there you have it. The year that was 2020 and the year that hopefully will be 2021, as told to us by ESET Canada Channel Chief Cam Leatham. I'd like to thank Cam for joining us today. Thank ESET for their continuing support of the site. They're back again for 2021, so we'll be doing this again next year. And thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week. The New Year's podcast series continues with Lori Kornmesser, Vice President of Worldwide Channel and Alliance Sales at Infoblox, who will talk to us about the company's highlights in 2020, as well as what to expect for the channel in 2021. Aside from the New Year's podcast series, we'll also have an edition of the podcast with Barracuda MSP's Mark Balaguer, and we'll talk about everything solution providers need to know about email account takeover. So be on the lookout for 2 episodes of the podcast next week. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel, albeit from at least 6 feet away for the time being.